Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. All right, it's time for a trending report. I do have a couple things before we get to your local stuff, Katie. The White Lotus Season 3 concluded with record-breaking viewership.
Ooh.
6.2 million people watched it, which is pretty darn good for a streaming show.
Yeah.
Don't give it away. I'm only like 3 episodes into the last season.
They all die.
And they all die.
That's the
best thing about that show. Somebody does die.
Yeah.
You got to figure out who it is.
I have not seen season 3 yet. I am planning on watching it, but I keep seeing the same story over and over again, and it's that one of the women on that show, her teeth are creating quite the buzz because she has normal teeth. I'm actually looking at her picture right now.
I didn't know that.
She's an English actress, and yeah, they're like really highlighting her and saying, hey, she doesn't have veneers.
I know what you're talking. The one with the big teeth. She looks like a beaver.
Yeah. She does.
She looks like a beaver.
Normal human teeth.
People are applauding her. Like, you haven't had cosmetic surgery. Like, you just want to look normal, and we love that about
you. It's the first thing you notice about her when she's on the screen. You're like, oh, my God.
Katie, keep that picture up really quickly. Do you see the guy right next to her?
Yes.
So
I love
that guy.
Walter Goggins.
There's stories everywhere now that he's making receding hairlines sexy and bringing that back because he has also not done anything to keep the plugs or keep the hair.
And he's jacked and he's just...
He's a good looking
dude.
He's
one of the best actors I've seen in a long time.
Great actor.
I really like that guy. He's also on that Righteous Gemstones show that I've recommended. He's on various other shows. Once you see him, you know, you're like, oh God, he's been in everything.
I've seen him in a couple of them. I'm trying to like place exactly where, but he's definitely a character actor that you would know.
But he does take on main character roles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amy Lou Wood is the lady's name. I just want to give her a proper shout out because I really think
she's got big teeth.
And she's embracing them and really.
And she's actually quite
attractive. She's one of the standouts of this third
season. Next season, they're going to be pearly white and fake.
I know, right?
Straight, smaller.
Oh,
man.
I've changed my mind.
Never
I like this bubble teeth now.
I changed my mind.
I got tired of biting trees and knocking them over.
You can always tell because they can't talk.
Yes,
with the
I got
veneers.
Tired of building dams in the rivers.
No, her teeth are beautiful. They're
big and
beautiful.
It takes me 45 minutes to floss.
And as coming from somebody who has the diastema space in her teeth.
Was I rude?
Yes,
okay,
I appreciate her embracing and just
putting
her teeth front and center. I love it.
They're front and center.
You can't miss them.
They really are.
The one other final thing I have. Do I have the story in front of me here? I don't. I can probably wing it, though. Cops have been called to the showings of the new Minecraft movie because apparently there's a scene in it where some zombie lands on a chicken and starts fighting Jason Momoa and Jack Black, and it's supposed to be like this massive scene in the movie.
It's the chicken jockey.
Is that what it is? Yeah,
the chicken jockey scene,
and people are throwing food, getting up, screaming, tossing their popcorn everywhere. And the cops have been called to a lot of these movie theaters because a lot of the audience is like, what, Josh, 14-year-old boys?
Gotta be. Yeah.
And I mean, the videos I saw, it's all a bunch of young
teens, preteens.
And they're all throwing things at the screen and stuff. And it's been
chaos
in multiple locations.
Oh, my gosh. The videos. I'm just like, who has to clean that up? You know, all moms are like, who
has
to clean that up?
No, the 14-year-old boys that work there.
Yes. Oh, no. I'm going to be here late tonight.
Yeah.
Oh,
dang it.
Oh, I hate this movie. Oh, chicken jockey.
No, it's so messy. They need to stop that.
Anyway, the videos are all over this morning of people throwing things in the Minecraft movie. So I'll just wait till that one comes to home viewing, I think.
Yeah, definitely have to go. Don't have to go to theaters for that.
All right, Katie, what's trending locally?
You'll be happy about this one, Jer. Denver's been named one of the hippest cities in the country.
Hey, we're so hip.
Yes, I know.
Based on what?
Well, we're number 6 on this list of the 50 most populated cities, and Betway did it. They're an online gambling company, and they took into account the number of vegan restaurants, record stores, and tattoo parlors, among other things.
Well, the last two are neat.
Yeah, but the Denver, they say, fosters a creative and self-expressive atmosphere, and they have a youthful energy with a thriving music scene. So
we have
this puts us in number 6. I love it. So Boston's number 1.
Do I feel like we have a youthful energy?
I I think we do.
Yeah, I
absolutely.
Do.
Yeah. A lot of young people come to Denver. I mean, we're very active. We like to be outside.
All right.
And we suck at dating.
We have a good
bar
scene. Yeah, there's so
youth.
Many singles yeah. here. Yeah, that is youth and yeah. then some. But I like this look for us. We're definitely, we look pretty good right
we're
now.
We're young and hip.
Hey.
We're young and hip.
Las Vegas, number 2. Portland, number 3 on that list, by the
way. What was number 1? I'm sorry.
Number 1 is Boston. Yeah, a wicked smart hey. Over there with the Boston and the
right.
Pepperidge
I
Farm.
Guess.
Yeah? No? Okay.
I guess.
Ben and Jerry's has their free cone day today.
I like this story.
I love
this
story.
Where's a Ben and Jerry's
So
at?
There's 4 Colorado locations. There's one at DU. So DU campus. You can go right off
DU.
University. There's one out at DIA if you have to catch a flight today.
I want to go drive 45 minutes for a free cone.
Sure you do. Well, wait, Josh. There's one in Boulder and
Pass.
Fort Collins. And
Pass.
Ben and Jerry says you might not pass. Hold on. They said ice cream fanatics can get in line as many times as
yeah,
they want.
Yeah, but you
got
to go to
you
Fort Collins
get,
and Boulder.
No, or DU, and you can get as many free cones as you'd like. They want you to try all of the flavors and pick your favorite. But they actually have it in the article. Bring your family, friends, or coworkers and try any flavor available in participating scoop shops. So how fun is that? You get to eat all the ice cream you want for free.
I'm probably one of the only people that's like, one cone is good for me and
really?
I'm done.
I
yeah.
would just have one cone.
I'm one
I probably
and done.
Have 3.
Katie, you got to know when to cut yourself
I'd have
off.
3.
Josh and I don't have addiction issues.
No,
no
we don't.
I don't either. I just like choices. I like to try things. Wait a minute.
You sound like cats.
Get out of here with that.
I like the when they do the core. Don't they have a Ben and Jerry's core one in the little
yeah.
pint? It's like a peanut butter core.
I love the
or
cores.
The fudge core.
Or the caramel core.
Caramel core.
See, I don't even eat enough ice cream to know that.
Like in
you
the middle
don't?
Is a core, is a bubble.
It's
of
like the pint
like
of ice
butter.
Cream, and then in the middle, the entire middle is
it
just
sounds
like straight chocolate.
Great. I do like Ben and Jerry's Rocky Road because their marshmallow is not like an actual marshmallow. It's like a whipped marshmallow
yes.
that's infused into the ice cream. And
they have a marshmallow core?
Is good. They,
mm,
I
they
bet
probably
they do.
I would
do.
Core it up.
They probably do.
I'm an ice cream core.
Yeah, me too. This is another good look for Denver because we've talked about the National Women's Soccer League coming to town, and they've got the temporary stadium being built as well as the permanent stadium being built, and
so
that's
odd.
A whole story in itself. I know. They're actually, I found out that temporary stadium, they are going to donate it to Cherry Creek School District, and
oh,
so
good.
They'll be able to use it for school functions after they're done with the Women's Soccer League. But this story is about the fans setting a record for the most season ticket deposits. They got more than 10,000 season ticket deposits in less than 2 months
That's
for the
cool.
National Women's
People
Soccer,
love soccer
League. I went online and I looked because I was like, well, how much does it cost to put some money down for a deposit? And on 2 tickets, it's going to set you back only $60. So you could totally
That's
go
cool.
put down a deposit on season tickets for 2 for only $60.
That's roughly $30 a person.
I know.
That is roughly good math.
It's exactly it.
Well,
but
I think the
I
thing...
just thought that was very affordable and a neat move.
Very cool because
you know?
I just saw the average ticket price now for like a Denver Broncos game is $142
you
per
see
person.
That?
Good
and
God.
So an
and
inaugural
that,
season,
that?
First of all, I don't care what sport it is, inaugural seasons are so freaking fun.
Yeah.
It is so cool to be the part of a brand new season of whatever sport you're watching, in this case, women's soccer. The excitement and the energy level in that stadium
oh,
the
I
entire
bet.
Season's going
to
be
Everybody has
insane.
Positive thoughts, you
That's
know?
The thing. And, like, you're like, I'm the first, you know, we're the first fans here. And I might do, if it's $60 or for 2 people, I might do that. Like, that is really, really cool.
You should, man.
I think that'd be really fun. I can take one of you
and
guys.
And it's you. You're just like going
game.
To watch a bunch of girls run around.
I have been known to date soccer girls in my life. I love soccer.
You know
girls.
What?
You do. What is it about soccer girls that
soccer
you love?
Soccer players have
they
great
have
legs.
Fantastic legs.
They have such good legs. Oh, my God.
They have Carrie Underwood legs. They
yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys
they're like the
and
first
girls.
4 girls that I dated
oh,
in my life were soccer girls. In my
I
life.
Was in love with a guy on a
it's
soccer
It's like rugby guys
once.
And soccer
oh,
girls.
I know.
Thighs.
Oh, my God.
Them thighs,
those
huh?
Legs.
Well, think about like Cristiano Ronaldo. He's the most followed person in the world on Instagram.
Is it because his legs?
Dude
Have
looks like a
them?
Greek god.
Yeah. I feel like I gotta play this.
Ooh,
yeah.
You
oh,
my
that's
god, this
what
has been getting a lot of use lately.
Playing in my head every women's soccer
oh,
game.
Oh, thighs. Everybody right now, close your yes. eyes and think of strong, big thighs.
I'm thinking of my first girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like, crush me.
Yeah.
She was a soccer player, man.
That's
really?
I'm
she was
thinking
attractive.
Of too.
And she was a hot Angela.
She was a hot Angela.
She was a hot
great
Angela.
Soccer legs.
With great soccer legs.
I'm telling
legs.
You, all Angelas are hot, buddy.
She was a hot Angela for sure.
Did you guys do that thing where she like got you in a leg lock and you're just
oh,
like,
leg wrestling.
She choked
crush me
out.
Crush me.
Yeah, she choked me out.
Did you ever give her a watermelon to see if she could crush it?
I didn't. We were in high school. I didn't think of that.
Guys are weird, huh?
Okay, I've never seen those competitions.
I know,
You've never seen those competitions.
I have.
Okay.
I didn't know
I'm not making this
that
up.
It doesn't turn me on, though.
Really?
In your
I'd be like smash
that.
This cantaloupe.
No.
And then take me now.
No.
High
that
school
sounds
was very
messy.
Let's have a fruit salad.
No,
very innocent.
It sounds so messy.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
That's sexy.
Hey, let's talk about another athlete with great legs, Christian Ooh. McCaffrey.
Hey. Oh, he does have great legs.
So he's now a San Francisco 49er running back. He used to be a running back at Valor Christian's.
He was.
Josh's old alma mater there.
Yeah.
He had his jersey retired over the weekend, and it was a really big deal. It was the first Valor Christian athlete to ever have his jersey retired. Good old number 5, by the way. But a local tie-in and a shout-out to our sister station because Mike Sanford, who is over on Altitude Sports Radio, he was on hand to help retire the number. Now, he has another tie-in with Christian as he recruited him to go play at Stanford. So they have a connection that goes way back. But it was really neat to see them up there, all the pictures, how happy Coach Sanford was to see it. I mean, it was a really neat local story.
Yeah, he was the first one, which I'm shocked my jersey number hasn't been retired
yet.
So weird. But
that needs to happen.
He was the first one in Valor history to get his jersey retired, and rightfully so. I mean, the dude put Valor on the map. 4 state championships in a row on the football team when he was there. And he was the McCaffreys were the reason Valor was a powerhouse for a dang near a decade.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
All the McCaffrey boys that went through there, great family, great group of kids right there, and I'm so happy for him. He was with his beautiful wife, Olivia. She was there, who is very pregnant now, so congrats to them. They'll have a kid soon. And it was a really, really cool ceremony. I saw a lot of my old friends there and alumni there. That was really cool as well.
And it gives Valor an opportunity to hike tuition by like 10 grand a year
I
for
know,
everybody.
Yeah,
they don't
right.
need to do that.
They
but
don't,
yeah,
but they probably will.
They can.
We pump out all-star athletes. It's going to cost
they
you more
do.
To
do. They do, and it's not just the McCaffreys. They have several people that are also Super Bowl winning football players now
Man.
That went through Valor. So really, really
Cha-ching.
Cool.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Right. What is it for a year? What is it for a year now at Valor? Do you know?
I want to say around 27.
Woo!
Dang.
A high
to
school.
To go to school?
To go to high school.
It was cheaper for me to go to college than to high school, I will say
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Dang. All right. Yeah. One more local one Man. Wrapping it up today. We've heard of Bird Call, right? Never
so
been
I haven't,
there.
But you have.
Yes.
You like that?
Jeremy as well. Bird Call. It's actually a popular Colorado fast food joint
I was
that
way
serves
off.
Fried chicken.
Oh, Katie knows this.
Yeah, well, the first location was in the Five Points area, I found out. It opened back in 2017, so they've been around for 8 years, but they've really gained some steam lately. I think a lot of people are digging the fried chicken chains, the tenders, and you dip them in a full cup of
tendies.
Sauce.
They're
well,
cheeky
I think
tendies.
You're the only one that likes the full
no,
cup of sauce.
No, go on Instagram.
No,
I'm telling
I've never
you.
Heard of that before.
It's your
I
algorithm.
Will show you videos. I
it's
will
your
show
algorithm.
You videos, but chicken tenders are like the thing
Chicky
people
tendies,
eat now,
Sam right?
Chicky tendies are all the rage,
tendies,
but the cool
Chicky
thing about
tendies.
Bird Call, again, starting right here in Colorado, and they're planning on expanding to 3 more metro locations. We'll get one in Centennial, one in Wheat Ridge, and they're opening one up in Fort Collins. They're saying it's all going to happen by the end of this month, too. Hey,
maybe I wasn't listening. What sets their chicken apart from all the other chicken places?
I think it's all about the flavor. That's each
well,
individual
obvious,
chicken.
Hopefully.
Well, each individual chicken restaurant has their own distinct flavor.
Like
I
Dave's
mean,
hot
herbs
chicken.
And spices.
Exactly.
Yeah. It comes down to the herbs
spice.
And spices.
It's all, you know, the Colonel started it all back in the day, and it's just kind of taken on its own little... its own little thing, but I have not tried Bird Call yet, so I cannot tell you what makes it quite different, but I can tell you a local Colorado restaurant, I'm going to support
hey. I'd be down to clown.
I'm
I like the one that opens
it.
In Centennial. I'll go.
See?
I'll try it out.
It'll be nice
right
and close
us.
For us.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll try
yeah, yeah.
it. Give it a try.
Yeah, we should talk about in a little bit, too, that the Cracker Barrel is going to be open,
yes.
too. And I know Katie's going to be there. We can talk about that later.
Woo-hoo!
But I love that you're like so excited to make the rounds to all these food places.
Yeah.
This morning she's like, "Did you get the invite, the media invite to Cracker Barrel?" I was like, "I did." You want to go? And I was like, "No."
And then
really?
As soon as Josh got here, Josh, did you get
that
the,
was like the first
invite?
Thing? And
yeah.
I was like,
"Do you want to go?"
No.
I go, "Jer, you go?" And he goes,
don't know.
Somebody's going to want to go to Cracker Barrel with
me.
But
I go, Katie, you are going to have a blast doing that.
Send pics.
You know.
Absolutely.
I will.